97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Joe DeVito is in the house with us, writer, comedian, regular panelist, as you know, on Fox News' Gutfeld. And he is here in St. Louis to entertain you at the Funny Bone Streets of St. Charles tonight at 7:30 and 9:30, Saturday at 7 and 9. STLFunnyBone.com for tickets. Go get them before they are gone. Good to see you, Joe. Thanks for coming back.
Good to be here. What a night we had last night, huh?
Isn't it weird the Super Bowls that we have?
It's tragic in a way.
It is. But when you're around like-minded nerds, yeah, you're like secretly high-fiving.
It's good because usually by myself when I watch an event like that debate, I would laugh and say, oh, imagine if this was really happening. But yeah.
Here we are.
Wow. I was listening to you earlier, the idea that this is what Biden asked for, make my day.
Pal. Yeah, unless
unless that day was in 1972, it didn't go off his plan.
Yeah. I mean, isn't pal your first clue that he's not today?
Yeah. I don't know. Did they have a meeting where they said, bucko? It's too intense.
That was the first thing, and pal is what we made it more current to. Can we do something real quick? Just totally off the cuff. Let's just listen in to right now on Fox News, because Joe Biden is speaking at his post-game rally. They're still chanting former years. He looks very confused. He looks like, four more years of what?
We've come a long way. We've come a long way from the mess that Donald Trump left us. We came out of the pandemic. We're a long way from where Donald Trump telling us to inject bleach in our skin.
Never said it.
Never did.
And actually might help, Joe.
Today we have the strongest economy in the world without exception. 15 million new jobs.
My. Okay, enough. I mean, the amount, literally, all out of context lies.
Sure. Although, he looks and sounds better here than he did last night. So, whatever they gave him is kicking in late. They should have given, the fast-acting stem cells. That's what he needs.
I read on Twitter last night, and I couldn't put Twitter down last night.
It's good stuff.
It was so good. Someone said, I think they gave him the placebo. What were they doing at Camp David for a week?
Yeah, that week really paid off.
What were they doing?
I don't know. Was he floating around in a tub of virgin's blood, hoping that it would penetrate the membrane to give him a little extra?
I don't know. Ryan? His mic's not.
No, he was just canoeing and stuff.
Canoeing?
Yeah. It was just like normal camp.
Like crafts.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this. Whatever they did to him, don't do it to me when I'm 81.
They shouldn't be doing this to him when he's 81.
Should have been practicing some plug pulling for this.
Jill Biden has to be the worst wife in America.
She is. She makes Lorena Bobbitt look like a good wife.
And I know what she did.
Yes. Because at least after they were able to reattach his manhood. Mm-hmm. But with Joe, it's so humiliating. Like you were mentioning, it's the way you talk to a child or a pet. I don't know. Did she palm a treat into his mouth when he was done?
Here you go.
What I liked was when she said to the fellow toddlers, and what did Donald Trump do?
Yeah.
It was such a beating. They all yelled different things because they were like, hey.
They panicked.
There's probably some people like, he won. Oh, I mean, he lied.
Did you see the Democrats' X account tweeted out the clear winner of tonight's debate or something? And it's a picture of Joe Biden, which I don't know how old it is, but it didn't look like Joe Biden from last night.
Oh.
But I mean, the dissonance that takes place in politics today. I mean, you work in the news media, but you also are a man of the people and you're doing comedy shows all across the country. So you're talking to real people. Like, who's believing this BS?
I don't know. This is it. Now it's on the level of whoever was operating the PA system in Jonestown. Saying like, well, but the sound's crystal clear. You got to focus on the positives. I mean, it's flavorated. It's generic. You saved a couple of bucks. So whoever is still pushing this, I think it's interesting the neck snapping whiplash of the people who were a day ago calling it right wing misinformation. And now Joe's got to go. Time for him to step down. Time for him to step down was 10 years ago.
Right. He shouldn't have even been the nominee. He shouldn't have been running. I mean, that's kind of where I am today. Mm. Like the people who are in meltdown about like, this is just, you know, Joe Biden's a good man. He has a good heart. And this is so sad for me to see him this way because I know he cares so much. But this is not new information. Yeah. Joe Biden last night is not brand new information. If you're pretending to be shocked today, now you're trying to save your butt.
Absolutely. This is not okay, nothing that happens with Joe Biden can have the word sudden attached to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there's not a lot of quick.
Yeah, not a lot of quick motions, not a lot of catching the eye of.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We're in a new realm after last night's debate. Mm-hmm. We're in a new category of going forward with this because you really honestly, even as a Democrat, if you say he did a great job, you're living in fantasy land.
Right.
So the question is, what happens next? Because it's not like they got a hot bench.
Everyone says that the Democrats can't skip over Kamala. I think that everything that people say cannot be done, I think everything can be done.
Yeah.
We are so far past the line of, that's unprecedented. This has never happened. Like, this is all unprecedented. Yeah. We have never chartered these territories before.
Who could be the person to say, well, it would be an impropriety at this point? A friend of mine texted me and said, Hillary's going to make her move.
I think it's in the realm of possibility.
It's not, you can't say that's crazy talk because somehow Kamala has to be removed. And if there's anyone with a proven track record of murdering people in her way, it's Hillary Clinton.
Isn't it weird that you can make, I mean, most, the funniest jokes have some root in comedy, or yes, in truth, I should say.
Yeah.
But like we can, at the same time, make jokes about Hillary's number. Yes. And also the fact that the current president of the United States, we still don't know if he's publicly pooped his pants.
Oh, I know what side of the ledger I put my money on with that. Let's have a talk with the Pope about that. Even the Pope was like, can we get me in the Pope mobile and roll the windows up? Because I think a mortal sin was just...
That's a wild time to be alive and to be in the news. Like some people will say to me, you know, coming up on a debate, they're like, Annie, are you excited about Thursday night? Are you nervous? I'm like, I'm not debating. I mean, I've been nervous for my country for 3.5 years, maybe even longer. You're up close. You're up front. You're paying attention to the day to day. How much less do you think that the average voter is paying than someone like you who's always in the thick of it?
Well, you guys are in the news business. What I do is when I'm done with my work for Gutfeld on Friday afternoon, I try not to look at the news again until Monday morning because I will lose my mind.
Yeah.
Because there's ways of looking. I try not to be too negative. And I have to be honest, I'm pretty jazzed after last night, especially like we've got the January 6th decision with that and the Chevron decision, which I don't quite understand it. I confuse it with
don't you just wait if Shannon Bream is excited or not?
There's some people who I can trust. That's what I do.
I'm just like, but what did Shannon Bream say?
Sometimes when I'm in the office at Fox, I'll say to someone, so what do you think? That's my way of saying, I'm stupid. So can you, you know, when people say...
kind to you when you say that?
They are very kind to me because I sit next to the snack basket and this is what I do at Fox News. This is the...
You always got to get your corner.
Well, this is the animalistic level that I work on, that someone walks by and I say, oh, what snack do you like? I'm not making this up. And then when they tell me, I hoard them. So when they come back to the snack basket, I say, oh, what are you looking for? Oh, they're out of Kind bars. I'm like, I act like I'm hooking them up. I just stole them before you got there.
You're a dealer.
But that's the way, like, Harris Faulkner's like, you're so sweet. And I'm like, you're damn right I am, Harris Faulkner.
What is Harris Faulkner's treat?
She likes the, I think it's the Kind bars.
Yeah,
yeah. And Judge Jeanine's the Oreos. And
I believe that.
There have been times assistants have come running down the hallway like, does anyone have any Swedish fish? The judge is freaking out. And I'm like, let me see what I have in my drawer here.
Well, now we're getting into the details that people want to know.
Shut up. I don't want to
know. The Swedish fish rumor is out.
Yeah.
Joe DeVito's in St. Louis again. when you say that, you say, so what does this mean? And you're implying that you're stupid. And that's how you say it. Every expert that I have on, I'm like, I'm not going to be the radio show host who pretends to have passed the bar and to understand what this is. It's like, explain this to me in the simplest terms. Talk to me like I'm Joe Biden.
Yeah. Well, I found that I would say to people, explain it to me like I'm a 6-year-old. Mm-hmm. And then I would record that and I would take it to a 6-year-old and then have them explain it to me.
So
it had to be filtered through many levels. Mm-hmm. Of lack of mental acuity there, but yeah, I don't know. I how do you guys feel? I feel like maybe it's gonna happen because Trump, like you said, he agreed to all of their terms. He went in with a hand tied behind his back. And I thought he was on point.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't go off on any tangents. He stuck to the script. And this was a way for him to say what he had to say to the American people, because they've done everything they could to try and stifle him. And Joe, oh, look, I'm looking at him now, the way he's wandering around. This is just, if he wasn't such a jerk, I'd say it was cruelty.
You think he's a jerk?
Yeah, he always has been. You know, if you look at his track record, he's always been a blowhard. I don't know if the difference is now that when he goes into his fantastical stories, he believes them. I think he's in a post-belief realm. He's almost like a goldfish. You wouldn't, if you were to get into an argument with a goldfish, you wouldn't say, but remember when you said, because you know,
there's just some things you accept.
Yeah. So I think Trump pulled it off.
It's so smart for you to point that out, because the story today is Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And when we were setting up what we expected to happen, what we wanted to happen yesterday, my prayer was that, like, the fantasy situation was that Donald Trump uses his charm to bring people in. But my prayer was that he doesn't get in the way of Joe Biden exposing Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And he didn't do it.
He didn't. That line where he said, I don't know what he was saying at the end there, and neither does he.
That's what everybody was thinking.
It's perfect encapsulation, because Biden just trails. It's bad enough when you trail off, but when you started off nonsensical, you've got nowhere to go. He started off with nonsense and then ended with mumbling. That's not a powerful position.
Yeah, one time when he was wandering through the wilderness to try to make a point, I think his mic drop moment was like, we're going to end Medicare or something like that. It was
he said he beat Medicare.
He beat Medicare.
That's great. Well, for him, a mic drop moment is literally him dropping the microphone because he's got a neurological problem.
Oh, you think Joe Biden's the guy in November? Hard to replace him. But if it's a sure loss, why would you not try? It's the Hail Mary.
Again, I have to elevate stupidity over multi-level chess every time, because I can't see what a smart plan would be. Now, I guess if you want a game plan, you could think, what would a moron do? And then I think you start to figure out a little bit more what goes on in politics. But I don't see how you get rid of who could be the first black female president. Does that mean, well, then you go with Michelle Obama? I don't think Michelle Obama wants this job. She's got a pretty good life. They get paid to release a podcast every 5 years or whatever it is, the scam they have.
How do we get that gig?
That's good. Then you got to talk to Harry and Meghan about that. But
I'll pass.
I don't know who it could be. I don't think it's... Newsom is too oily, and you could just say, California, do you want to be like California? And I think
Hillary.
Enough people would say no. So maybe it's Hillary again.
That when she came out at the Tonys...
Yeah.
I said this on the air and took a little hate from it, but she looked great. For Hillary, I mean, I thought she looked great. And she gave her delivery the way she does her Hillary thing. But I'm not looking at a Hillary Trump rematch thinking Trump's got it in the bag. Not like if it were Biden or Kamala.
I think what works in the favor of whoever else they put in is that people haven't gotten sick of them yet. And we're pretty sick of listening to Biden versus Trump. Let's be honest. It's exhausting. I don't know. I think you're right. Hillary looked okay. Have you seen the cover of her book?
Then
with
not
that
Hillary.
Photo.
That is not Hillary.
Each cover, they actually smear a glob of Vaseline on the photo so it gets hazier and more.
I saw that and I'm like, this isn't even close to legit. Listen, I know what my face looks like before I put makeup on and what it looks like after I put makeup on. That was a different jawline. That was different skin.
Oh.
It was different hair. It was different face shape.
I mean, there's airbrushing, AI. And then there's get me someone who repaints the hood of a Camaro with an airbrush and just let them blast away. Yeah. I mean, was the photo airbrushed from 30 feet away? I mean, I don't know what digital program does that. So, but yeah, I mean, one thing in Hillary's favor, she's a complete sociopath, so she's not going to be thrown off by any sense of loyalty to anything besides herself.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, she also, when she was running against Trump, did that face plant on the streets of Lower Manhattan.
September 11th.
Yeah. Oh, they said, she just was dehydrated. I remember, they threw her in that van. I've seen abductions go off smoother than that. So they tossed her in there like it was a CrossFit event. They just grabbed her. That was grab 'em by the caftan. and they chucked her in there.
Are you a CrossFit guy?
No, I'm just fighting the good fight as best I can.
Yeah.
I totally plan on people finding me buried under a barbell in my apartment in my living room.
And so, you're like, hey, I tried.
I say, look. He died doing what he loved, being antisocial.
CrossFit's so funny. It's just like, you're in or you're out.
Sure. What's nice about CrossFit is, that may be the first time someone's ever had to be asked if they do CrossFit, because usually they lead with that.
Those
kipping pull-ups. You ever see the kipping pull-ups?
No.
It looks like they're having a seizure with their hands lashed to the bar.
As you can imagine. Not a CrossFitter.
CrossFit, I thought it was interesting, but then I started to watch the competitions, and you can see, here's the year when they stop drug testing. The women come in, they're wearing the sports bras, and they have the full Ninja Turtle abs.
Yeah.
Like, remember the Iron Sheik had those abs?
Yeah.
Where it's like, I don't know how much growth hormone you're taking that you've got soap bar abs that protrude over your belly line.
I know, but like CrossFitters, like, we all want to look like them.
Yeah.
But we're just not that committed.
I can't live a lifestyle talking about what box I go to. That's what they call the gym. What box do you go to?
I go to the YMCA. That's where I go, and I'm very happy there.
Yeah, I have squat stands in my living room. I move the couch. I'm already severely mentally ill enough.
Can you stay? Can you stick around for one more second?
Of course I'll hang out.
All right. The Bee or Not the Bee, when we come back. Stories that are from the Babylon Bee, or actually real headlines that are out there in the world. Which are they? We'll guess with Ryan Wiggins and Wiggins America when we come back. Don't go away.